Welcome to the Daily Drive Podcast, part of the Imagine Golf Podcast Network. Enjoy listening to a previous series inside the Imagine Golf app, where each week we feature seven concepts from a best-selling book or a top mind in the game. Here is our founder and the voice of Imagine Golf, Malcolm Scoville. Welcome back to Imagine Golf's Daily Drive, a daily three-minute bridge between where we are now and where we want to be, both on and off the golf course. This week, we're excited to have Mike Booker, a player, teacher, and now author of the Tournament Golfer's Playbook, show us how to develop a winning mindset. Take it away, Mike.
When I was in the tour school in 1977 at Pinehurst, back then, it was a three-step process. It was, you know, local, regional, and then final. I think they started off with 5,000 players. We got down to Pinehurst. There was 150 players. There was a cut, and they were going to take 25 players to get their tour cards. And I came in. I was in good shape. I made the cut. I came down to the last hole, par four, hit a good drive, kind of tugged my five iron into the greenside bunker, but no problem. It was a kind of a standard bunker shot. I'm 22 years old. I don't really know some of the stronger mental aspects that I should probably know, but I step into that bunker. And instead of focusing on the bunker shot, I say to myself, I'm going to be a tour player. I'm going to get on tour. This is my dream come true. And I promptly blade the bunker shot over the green, into a back bunker, into a downhill lie. So now everything accelerates. The world starts sort of spinning. I don't even rake the trap yet. And I start thinking about my friends back home. What are they going to say when I double bogey the last hole to miss my card by one? This is what I'm thinking. And so clearly, I'm not in the present. I am way, way into this result and what's going to happen when I make this double bogey. So again, even as a young man, I started counting breaths and it helped me. I don't know if it got me back right to the present moment, but it got me from, you know, back home explaining to my friends in Texas how I double bogeyed the last hole. It got me away from there. It got me back to the 18th hole somewhere. I did get that up and down and I did get my card, but it was only because I was able to count breaths and really get myself back in the moment. And so even for these wonderful players like Colin Morikawa, you know, Greg Norman in the Masters, what happens to every single one of them is exactly the same thing. They get out of the present moment, they start thinking about the result, and that's when the choking can happen. I think the most important part is catching yourself out of the present moment, number one. And I went for years without even realizing it. And I'd look back and I go, what was I thinking about? I was thinking about winning the tournament, or I was thinking about not messing up. I was thinking about results. So the most important thing, I think, is to catch yourself getting out of the moment and bring yourself back to the moment. No question in my mind, the very best way to get yourself back to the present moment is to start counting breaths. And that may sound really simple, but for your listeners, try counting your breaths. Try counting to five breath cycles in and out five times. Sounds simple, but by about number two or three, you'll have some outside thoughts. What am I having for lunch today? What's our tea time? You always want to inhale through the nose and you want to feel it in your belly, not so much in your chest, and then hold it. And then you want to exhale through your mouth. That's one cycle we just did. So again, it's a great exercise. You will feel your tension in your body go out with that exhale. The breath is where you can get back and be in the present and not get too far ahead of yourself. And by the way, and not beat yourself up over the double bogey you made a few holes ago, because the past is just as damaging as getting too far into the future. Thank you for listening to today's lesson, and I hope it helps you on the golf course and off the golf course. If you want to learn more about the way of the tournament golfer, go to tgplaybook.com and learn how to become a tournament golfer.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Drive podcast. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe and be sure to rate and review this episode. If you want more content like this right now, download the Imagine Golf app from the App Store or Google Play and start your free 7-day trial. You can listen to hundreds of snackable mental game lessons. Imagine Golf is helping thousands of golfers lower their handicaps, play more consistently, and get more joy out of the game. Think better, and you will play better. And as Malcolm said, until next time, keep imagining what's possible.